Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Jaffa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have on the auspicious day of Balram Purnima, His Grace Keshavananda Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Glories of Lord Balram. Hare Krishna Keshavananda Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for your valuable association and time. And please take over the call Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Yeah, thank you for letting me speak on this occasion of Balram Purnima. Actually, in India, Balram Purnima is tomorrow. I think in your place it's today. I don't know if it's today. Yeah, probably it's today. So
it's today.
What's that?
It is today for us, Balram Purnima.
Okay, fine. So I'll be speaking two times, so that's nice. Celebrating two times Balram Purnima. Okay, so let me just offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada and then I'll speak. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Litam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Mukhtale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi
Gauravani Pracharine
Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paishchadeshtarine. Okay, so today is Balram Purnima and this is the month of Shravan. It is Shravan Mas according to Jyotish. It's called the Shravan Mas. And I think according to Gaudiya Vaishnava calendar, it is called as Sridhar Mas. Yeah. So, Lord Balram, he was born in the month of Shravan, in Purnima, which is today, the time of Purnima. And of course, this is the second month of Chaturmasya also. It will begin from today or tomorrow. So, Balramji, he was born before Krishna. Today is Balram Purnima and now Janmashtami is going to come in another week or so. So another 8 days. So Balramji by this calculation is 8 days elder to Krishna. But that's wrong. Because Balramji is 1 year, 8 days elder to Krishna. So he's 1 year elder to Krishna, 1 year, 8 days. And Srimati Radharani is 1 year younger to Krishna. That's how it goes. But anyway, we're talking about Balramji today. So who is Lord Balram? That's the question and why we have to. And why we worship Lord Balram? Why is special to us? That's the question. Special to all the devotees. And why he's so special that Krishna always accompanies Lord Balram? Or Balramji always accompanies Lord Krishna? Not only in this incarnation or this pastime of Krishna Balram, but in all incarnations, in all, so especially Leela. Leela avatars, Balramji is always there. For example, with Ram, Lakshmanji is there. Lakshmanji is a plenary portion of Lord Balram. We know that. So who is Lord Balram, by the way? That's first let us try to understand. Now, if you ask philosophically, who is Lord Balram? As we know from Vishnu Puran, that Balramji is, it is said, Parasya Shaktir Vibhidhev Shruvate Jnana Balak Kriyas Chayeva Jnana Balak Kriyas Svabhavi Ki Chayeva. It is said in Vishnu Puran that God has innumerable potencies, infinite potencies. He is infinitely powerful. He has infinite Shaktis. But out of them, three Shaktis, three potencies are very prominent. And they say that is Jnana, Bala and Kriya. And all those potencies, by the way, are Svabhaviki. Svabhaviki means it is very natural to Krishna. Krishna didn't really earn it by tapasya He didn't acquire it. That's the whole point. It is there in God, and it is His potencies. And it is very, it is not artificial for God. That's the whole point. Just as Shaktiman is eternal, similarly Shakti is also eternal. It's there with Him, that's all. So the three main potencies, Gyan, Bala and Kriya. And out of this, Gyan Shakti, technically it is called as Samvit. And Bala Shakti, that's technically called as Sandhini. And Kriya Shakti, that's called as Haladini. That's how it goes. So, Gyan, Samvit Shakti. Samvit Shakti gives knowledge. So the knowledge that, the knowledge which Krishna has that He is God, the knowledge that He is He, that He is there, and His omniscience, the power of omniscience, which comes from the fact that He has knowledge of everything and is aware of everything. All these qualities and others, innumerable qualities of God, which are connected to knowledge and awareness and consciousness, all those qualities come from Samvit Shakti in Krishna. Which is actually in spiritual world, which is represented by Yog Maya. And that's why Yog Maya arranges many pastimes for Krishna. You see, she is the one who is arranging pastimes for Krishna, because she is responsible for knowledge. So she hides some facts, she reveals some facts to some people, and she hides some facts from other people, and she creates a whole drama by hiding the knowledge and revealing the knowledge. And that's how she is called Yog Maya. She is a master director of all the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So, and the second potency of Lord Krishna is Sun, is okay. So let's go to the other way. Jnana Bala Kriya. So, second thing I want to discuss is Kriya. Kriya Shakti is Haladini potency. Haladini is a potency, is Halad means happiness or Anand. So that potency gives pleasure to Krishna. Whatever pleasure to any Krishna or any other devotee feels, or anything in spiritual world, whoever feels any pleasure, that's coming from Haladini potency. And that is represented by Srimati Radhana as Haladini potency. And this potency is called as Kriya potency, Kriya Shakti, because after all, love is the power, or is the basis of all the actions in the spiritual world. Anybody who does anything is out of love for Krishna. Anything what Krishna does is out of love for devotees. That's the base. So love is the base of all activities. No, Hare Krishna, somebody is unmuted actually. It's, can you please mute? So that's the whole point. So anything what Krishna and devotees do, that's actually due to love, and that's why the Haladini potency is also called as Kriya Shakti. Kriya. And that's Srimati Radharani. And the third potency is Bala. Jnana, Bala, Kriya. Bala. And Bala is actually Sandhini Shakti. Technically it's called as Sandhini Shakti. Which keeps everything together. That is Bala, which keeps everything together. That is represented by Balram. That means Balram or Sandhini Shakti. Sandhini means to join. Sandhi. Sandhi in Sanskrit means to join. In mathematics, Sandhi means addition. Add. So this Sandhini Shakti joins everything. And that Sandhini Shakti, when it functions in this material world, it functions as gravity. It joins everything. And when this Shakti functions in spiritual world, it functions in the form of it creates the land of Vrindavan, the shoes of Krishna, the paraphernalia of Krishna, the body of Krishna, anything what you see in spiritual world or material world, that is due to Balram, the Sandhini Shakti. Because it keeps things together and gives them a form. You see the point? Anything form you see, that is Sandhini. In material world also, it's due to gravitational energy that things are together and gives a form to a solar system or planets, or you can say gravitational energy in molecules, which is of course very weak energy, but anyway, theory is changing and they are saying it's not a weak energy, it's a very strong energy, even at the level of micromolecules. And it gives form to atoms, to things, to the solar system and to spiritual world. And anything there is spiritual world. So that is Sandhini Shakti. So Balramji is responsible for all the planets in India and the land and the body of Krishna. It's like that. That is Sandhini. So technically, Balramji, philosophically, if you ask who is Balramji, the answer is he is Sandhini Shakti or is Bala Shakti. And what's the function of this Shakti philosophically is to give form in spiritual world. Any form. Form of people, form of Krishna, form of land, form of bed, form of sandals, even in this material world, whatever form you see, it's due to Balram, Sandhi. That is, of course, one function. And the other function of Lord Balramji, philosophically, is he is responsible for giving Bala. Nayama atma balhina na labhyo na bahuna na shrute na bah. That means he gives strength to devotees to practice devotion. And that strength manifests in form of mercy. That's how it goes. So it is mercy, how this strength comes about. So another function of Balramji is to give mercy. By mercy, by giving mercy, he makes, by his mercy, he makes devotees strong. And whenever Upanishads speak about Bala, that mostly, according to Gaudiya Vaishnava perspective, it means mercy. Because, of course, you can't interpret Bala as a bodily strength, because Upanishads are, of course, when you come to Upanishads, body is far way behind. Nobody cares for this bag of flesh. And everything comes down to spirit soul when it comes to the level of Upanishadic knowledge. Brahmana, Aranyaka, Samhitas and Upanishads, the end of Vedas, are not talking about anything matter. The boat of knowledge has crossed material ocean when you reach Upanishads and you are only concerned with spirit. Nayama atma balina labhyo. But then how to understand the spirit? It's due to great efforts. Bala means efforts. So Upanishad speaks, says, Nayama atma balina labhyo. Prabhupada quotes from Upanishads, I think from Taittiriya Upanishads. Or I think from Svaita Shatara Upanishad, this verse, that Atma cannot be achieved without Bala. There Bala has two meanings in Upanishads. One is efforts and another is mercy. And both are required, by the way. So Balramji, another function of Balramji is to give mercy so that we can put necessary efforts. He gives enthusiasm. That's the whole point. He inspires devotees by giving enthusiasm. And how he inspires devotees, in what form his mercy descends, that descends in the form of knowledge and scriptures, and of course also in a transcendental manner, directly from within the heart. He makes devotees strong and gives them a necessary enthusiasm to practice devotion, to approach Krishna. That's his service. He's serving. His service is to help living entities to approach Krishna. And that's how he does. So that's the second function of Balramji. That's a philosophical viewpoint of who is Balram. But then there are other viewpoints. I mean, to say, if you ask who is Balram, according to rasa vichara, not exactly philosophical standpoint, but who is Balram according to pastimes of Krishna? Let's talk about that. So when you analyze or when you read pastimes of Krishna, Balramji, who is he? Balramji is of course brother of Krishna. From the perspective of pastimes, from actually Leela Vichar, from Tattva Vichar we have discussed. From Leela Vichar, Balramji is actually elder brother of Krishna. Or you can say Balramji is first expansion of Krishna in Vrindavan. It is said in Chandika Upanishad, Eko Bahushyam, that Krishna was alone at the beginning, and then he expanded himself. He became many. That one became many. So when he became many, the first expansion of Krishna was Balram. That's what it is said. And Srila Prabhupada says, there is no difference between Krishna and Balram except the color. Krishna is blue, Balram is white. That's all. So he is first expansion of Krishna, who is playing the part of elder brother in the pastime of Krishna, and who played the role of younger brother in pastimes of Lord Ram as Lakshmana. That's Balram. So that's Balram according to Leela Vichar. And then he's the first expansion, and of course then Krishna expands as Narayana in Vaikuntha. And that Narayana expands as Anirudh, Pradyum and Vasudev. And the fourth, Sankarshan, that is expansion of Balramji. Balramji expands as Sankarshan in Vaikuntha. And then that Sankarshan in Vaikuntha, it expands as, he expands as Mahavishnu, Garbhodayasaksa Vishnu, and Shirodaksa Vishnu, and Anantshesh. So you see the point, all the avatars of actually God. So we know that there are six types of avatars of God, isn't it? Leela avatar is there, Yuga avatar is there, Manmantra avatar is there, Shaktabesh avatar is there, and then what else? I'm just forgetting. Guna avatar is there.
Purusha avatar.
And then Purusha avatar. Six types of avatar. So you all know this. So all these avatars are coming from either Mahavishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, or Shirodaksha Vishnu. We all know this. So in that sense, all avatars are coming from Balram. Because Balramji has expanded in form of Sankarshan in Vaikuntha, and Mahavishnu, and Garbhodaksha, Shirodaksha Vishnu, and Anantshesh in this material world. And all avatars are coming from Vishnu and Anantshesh. So in that sense, the source of all avatars is Balramji, not Krishna. Krishna has nothing to do with this material world. Full stop. That's all. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita. There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita, I think in 10th chapter, 9th chapter. Yeah, I think in 10th. So Prabhupada says, Vishninam Vasudevo Asmi. Pandavanam Nam Dhananjaya. Of all Pandavas, I am Dhananjaya Arjuna. Of all Vrishnis, I am Vasudev. Now, so actually this verse is very, very difficult to understand. Very difficult. And Prabhupada writes in the purport. Now, Vrishninam Vasudevasmi, of all Vrishnis. Now, Vrishnis means, basically, when you talk of Vrindavan, Vrindavan means actually not Vrishnis. Vrindavan means Yadukul. When you talk about Vrindavan, generally we talk about Yadu dynasty, Yadavas. But when you talk about Vrishnis, they were generally Dwarkavasis, that dynasty in Dwarka, Vasudev Devaki. So Krishna says, of all Vrishnis, I am Vasudev. Now, the whole point is in Dwarka, there is Krishna, there is Dwarka Krishna. Mathura, there is Mathura Krishna. So who is this Krishna? Now, generally we say that this Krishna is expansion of Vrindavan Krishna, but Prabhupada says no, in Bhagavad Gita, that purport. Prabhupada says no, because Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. He never leaves Vrindavan. Even in his expansion, he never leaves Vrindavan. Because he says he never leaves Vrindavan. Simply full stop. So if he never leaves Vrindavan, then if you say he expands and he leaves Vrindavan, no. So we all know that Dwarka Krishna is Vishnu. We all know that. Krishna remained in Vrindavan, and Vishnu, who is actually merged, when Krishna came in this material world, all the incarnations merged in Krishna and he came down with full power. Etecham sakala pamsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So we know that Dwarka Krishna and Mathura Krishna, they were expansions of Vishnu. And we know that Vishnu is actually Balramji, I just told. So actually Dwarka Krishna and Mathura Krishna, they are not Krishna, they are actually Balram. They are expansion of Balram. That's very interesting, isn't it? So it is said that Vrishninam Vasudev. Prabhupada says here, it is said, of all Vrishnis I am Vasudev. So Prabhupada says, there are two ways to look at it. Vasudev means, so even Balramji is also called Vasudev, isn't it? Vasudev. Vrishninam Vasudev Asmi. So the son of Vasudev is Vasudev. And this is Balram and Krishna both. So in one sense, Vrishninam Vasudev Asmi, Krishna says, of all Vrishnis I am Vasudev, of all Vrishnis I am Balram. That's one thing. Balram is also Krishna, because Balramji is expansion of Krishna. But then there is another way to look at it, Prabhupada says, that because Dwarka Krishna and Mathura Krishna, because they are Vishnu, and Vishnu is expansion of Balram, so in that sense, Vrishninam Vasudev Vasmi, that in that sense, Prabhupada says, Vasudev, who was living in Dwarka, among Vrishnis, that was Balramji. That's very interesting. So, from Krishna comes Balram, and from Balram comes Krishna. It's other way, it's very complex. It's Achintya Bheda Vaitatva. That is Krishna and Balram. In past times, from Leela Vichar, Balramji is a very complex tattva. And it's very difficult to work around that tattva. How is that happening? So according to past times, this is Balramji. And of course, Balramji, that's according to actually Leela Vichar. But then you might ask me, okay, fine. And according to Leela Vichar also, Balramji is having wives in Dwarka. Well, and in Vrindavan, of course, Balramji is having a girlfriend. Because in Vrindavan, the concept is of girlfriends. The concept is not of wives. So in Dwarka and Mathura, Balramji has two wives, basically. One is Revati, who is the main wife of Balramji, of course. And the other is Varuni. Varuni, basically, she was wife of Balramji in Mathura, near Yamuna. Of course, two wives. But in Vrindavan, Balramji had girlfriends. He had his own gopis, by the way. Just as Krishna has gopis, Balramji has his personal set of gopis. And gopis of Balramji, they were, so who were they? They were incarnations of actually Nagas from Naglok, because Balramji is Anansesh, and he's a snake, by the way. He's having a plenary portion of Anansesh in him, or he's the original source of Anansesh. So when he comes down in material world, plenary portion of Anansesh is in Balram. So Balramji's girlfriends are snakes, by the way, incarnation of snakes from Nagalok. So his girlfriends were from Nagalok's, uh, of of women from Nagalok, women snakes, incarnations. And just as Krishna's topmost girlfriend is Srimati Radharani, Balaram's topmost girlfriend is Purnanand. We know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think Chaitanya or Krishna book somewhere, yeah. Chaitanya, it is said, Balaramji's girlfriend is Purnanandi. Purnanandi. That's Balaramji's girlfriend name. And then, of course, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, this Purnanandi is born in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime as Gadadhar Das. Gadadhar Das, that's interesting because Gadadhar Das, there are two Gadadhar in pastimes of the Lord. I just forgot to say that according to Leela perspective, Balaramji is born with Ram as younger brother, and in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, he is born as elder brother at Nityanand. So in Mahaprabhu's pastime, Gadadhar, there are two Gadadhar, one is Gadadhar Pandit and one is Gadadhar Das. So Gadadhar Pandit is an associate of Mahaprabhu, eternal associate, and Gadadhar Das is an eternal associate of Nityanand Prabhu. Of course, both Gadadhar are dedicated to both Gaur Nitya, but some are more, some are in the camp of Lord Chaitanya, some are in the camp of Nityanand Prabhu, that's how it goes. So Gadadhar Das, we are talking here. He was born in Aryada Gram, near Calcutta, and it is said he was incarnation of. So actually, we had a chance to visit that place, and his deities are very, very beautiful. Mostly the associates of Nityanand Prabhu, they also worship Jahanava Devi, along with Nityanand Prabhu. A very prominent worship of Jahanava Devi. When it comes to worship of Nityanand Prabhu, and especially it's so prominent that mostly if you go to all these associates of Lord Nityanand in Gaur Mandal, especially the 12 Gopal who were incarnated in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya as associates of Lord Nityanand, like Mahesh Pandit, Rudra Pandit, one is Gadadhar Das. If you go to Gaur Mandal and if you see all the temples, they will have an altar of Gaur Nitya. And they will also have a separate altar of Jahanava Devi. It's very prominent. So Gadadhar Das, he was, so we had a chance to visit there, and it's very beautiful deities of Gaur Nitya there. They are in a dancing pose. I think that's one of the most beautiful deities I saw among all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Gadadhar Das. And Gadadhar Das, he was incarnation of Chandrakanti and Purnanandi, both combined. Chandrakanti, she is an incarnation of effulgence of Srimati Radharani, and Purnanandi, she is incarnation of girlfriend of Balaramji. And they combined in the form of Gadadhar Das. That's how it goes. So that's Balaramji's girlfriend, Purnanandi. So you know now. And when Balaramji, he came to Vrindavan, and he also did Ras Leela, isn't it? When Krishna went to Dwarka and he sent Balaram to Vrindavan to console all these gopis, then we know from Bhagavatam, Balaram had Ras Leela. Of course, he didn't have Ras Leela with girlfriends of Krishna. He had Ras Leela with his own girlfriends, and especially with Purnanandi, he had his Ras Leela. So that's the whole point. That's Balaramji according to Leela Vichar. But then, who is Balaramji according to Rasa Vichar? That's the whole point there. According to the mellows of Lord Krishna, from that perspective, who is Balaramji? Now, when you talk about mellows, Balaramji serves Krishna in all five rasas. All five rasas. Actually, Balaramji is Adi Guru of Rasa. Krishna is the source of Adi Rasa. Janmadya, what's that? I just forgot. Again, I'm forgetting. First verse.
Janmadya.
So the first verse goes Janmadya Syatan with Annyabada Arteshu. Avigya Swarat, like that it goes. So of course Vedan Sutra also begins with this sutra Janmadi Asyata, and there it says Janmadi Asya, Janmadi. Now one understanding is Krishna is the source of all the creation. Janma means creation, birth. Janmadi Asya means creation. Jan means birth. The birth of this creation, the source of this creation is Krishna. But of course, one more meaning according to commentaries of Acharyas is Janmadi Asya. So Asya means this rasa, this mellow between Krishna and his devotees, which is the subject matter of Bhagavatam. Subject matter of Bhagavatam is not creation, by the way. That's not the subject matter of Bhagavatam. That's one of the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. But the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam is rasa, talking about love of Krishna. So Janmadi Asya, so here Asya means rasa, and Adi means Adi Rasa. That is rasa of Vrindavan, mellows of Vrindavan. So the cause or the birth of all the mellows of Vrindavan, that's Krishna. That's how it goes. But then, Balramji's role is to serve this rasa. If Krishna's role is to give birth to all these rasas, Balramji's role is to sustain them and to serve them. Actually, not really sustain, but to serve them. That's Balramji. Balramji is God, but acting like a servant. That's Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks about that. He's a servant God. That's according to Rasa Vichar. Who is Balram according to Rasa Vichar? He is a servant God. He's God, but he's acting like a servant. That's how it goes. So his job is to serve all the mellows of Krishna, and that's why he expands himself. There are five mellows of Krishna, five primary mellows, and he expands in five forms to serve Krishna in all five rasas. For example, he expands in the form of a gopi, that is Ananga Manjari, the form of Manjari, to serve Madhuri Rasa. And then he also expands in form of Subal, what is that, Sridham or Subal, somebody, to actually I just got it wrong. So of course, as Balram himself, he actually serves him in the mode of Sakhya Rasa and also Vatsalya Rasa, both of them. And also he expands in the form of course, and also he serves Krishna as a form of Dasya. So in Dasya Rasa also he's acting as a servant of Krishna. When they are playing, he's in that mode in the forest, especially not in the home. And then he's also serving Krishna in the form of Shantarasa. Shantarasa in the form of So I just told Balramji is responsible for giving form. So this land of Vrindavan, shoes of Vrindavan, bed of Vrindavan, anything you see, that's Balram. So all these paraphernalia, they are in Shantarasa. And Balramji is serving Krishna in Shantarasa. So Balramji is serving in all five rasas, all five capacities. And that's Balramji. In fact, even in Vaikuntha, Balramji is serving as Krishna Sankarshan. Balramji also is all the weapons of Narayana, Sudarshan Chakra, Kamodiki Gada, and then sword, and all these weapons of Krishna, of Narayana, they invested with the potency of Balram, Bala of Balram. And that's how he serves Narayana in that capacity, protects him. His job, according to Rasa Vichar, is to protect Krishna, is to serve him and protect him. That's how it goes. According to Rasa Vichar, that's what his relationship with Krishna in the form of when it comes to Rasa, that's what he is. And he, according to Rasa Vichar, he doesn't really interfere in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He's aloof from them. mostly because when Balaramji is present, Krishna will feel he will hesitate to be with Radharani because he's the elder brother in past times. So generally he remains away when actually Radha Krishna they meet and they do pastimes. But another way he's not away because he expands in form of Anang Manjari and he participates and he serves Krishna in that capacity. So the point is Balaramji can never be away from Krishna. It's impossible. Just like Srimati Radharani can never be away from Krishna, Balaramji can never be away from Krishna, Yog Maya can never be away from Krishna, because all those are Shaktis of Krishna and you cannot separate Shakti from Shaktiman. So even on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, although we know Balaramji never participated in the battle of Kurukshetra, he went for Yatra, but actually Balaramji is always there with Krishna. Just like we know Radharani had nothing to do with Kurukshetra, at least externally, battle. But Prabhupada says that Radharani was there on the battle of Kurukshetra in the heart of Krishna, because she is Shakti. And that's why Prabhupada named Delhi deities as Radha Parth Sarthi. And there was a big commotion on this because Gaudiya Math, they were saying, why do you want to call deities as Radha Parth Sarthi? Parth Sarthi is actually Kurukshetra battle, and Krishna has, Radharani has nothing to do with that battle. But Prabhupada says they are foolish because Radharani can never be separated from Krishna. So similarly, Balaram can never be separated from Krishna, although he went for Dham Yatra and all those things. He never participated in the battle externally, but he is always with Krishna. He can never be separated from Krishna, just like sun can never be separated from sunlight. So according to Rasa Vichar, he is always there with Krishna. He is to serve his mood, to protect his mood. Mood, I'm bringing the word mood, that rasa, mellow. To serve, to sustain and to protect his rasa. So this is Balaramji according to Tattva Vichar, according to Leela Vichar, according to Rasa Vichar. This is what is Balaramji. Now the whole question here is, Balaramji, what's his, I mean to say this is Balaramji, his identity and his function, that's what we talked. Now why is Balaramji so special to us, especially to sadhakas? That's because of two reasons. The first reason is a very individual reason, and the second reason is a very universal reason. Now, individual reason is, Balaramji is very important as an individual practitioner, to an individual practitioner, to individuals as practitioner, as sadhakas, because Balaramji, I just told, he gives bala, he gives strength to do devotion. And that strength manifests how he gives strength to devotees by giving mercy. And that mercy manifests in many forms in this material world as far as practitioners go. And that mercy manifests in form of, first in form of Guru. So Guru is also an expansion of Balaramji. We see Guru as like that. Or you can say, of course, Guru is a living entity. But you can say Guru is manifested. Guru is manifested with the power of Balaramji. Guru is Guru because of Balaramji. Guru is heavy. In his Guru means, the word Guru means heavy. He's heavy in knowledge. He is heavy in his character and austerities. And also heavy in his consciousness, in his realizations about Krishna. And all this heaviness is provided by Balaramji, the Guru. So, because Balaramji is Adi Guru, and all the Gurus in this material world, in any sampradaya, they are representatives of Balaramji. So as far as practitioner goes, Balaramji's mercy manifests as Guru, externally. And then Balaramji's mercy manifests as Shastras. So as scriptures, because all the knowledge which is revealed in this material world, it is revealed by an incarnation of Vishnu, and Vishnu is Balram. In that sense, and another sense, because knowledge has power. Knowledge is power, isn't it? That's a saying. And that power means Balram. So Balramji makes sure that all these knowledge is revealed, and that department belongs to Balram in this material world, in form of scriptures. So that's another thing. His mercy manifests in form of scriptures. Scriptures and Guru, and even sadhus. Guru, sadhu, and shastra, isn't it? So even sadhus, senior devotees who guides us, who are very strong in devotion, their whole strength is coming from Balram. The whole enthusiasm. Sadhus, we remain with sadhus to get enthusiasm, isn't it? Knowledge you can get from scriptures, but from devotees, what do you get? You get enthusiasm. Because from scriptures, you can generate enthusiasm by reading scriptures. But enthusiasm is contagious. If in real sense, enthusiasm comes with association of enthusiastic devotees. That's the primary source. And that's why when we leave association of devotees, we might have knowledge, we have everything, but we lose enthusiasm. And then that's why we go to association and we get charged again, isn't it? So sadhus give enthusiasm. And enthusiasm, Balramji manifests in this material world in form of enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is Balramji. In any devotee, if you see he's enthusiastic, that means he's having mercy of Balramji in him. So that's how it goes. So as an individual practitioner, Balramji is important because he gives strength by giving mercy, and that mercy manifests in form of Guru, scriptures, and sadhu. Guru, shastra, sadhu. This whole trilogy is Balram, and he creates this triangle to trap a devotee and to take him up to the lotus feet of Lord. So that's the ingenious triangle of Balram. Guru, shastra, sadhu. And then that is externally, but internally Balramji inspires devotees. I mean to say, whatever sadhana you do, you chant your rounds, you read scriptures, you eat prasad, you attend program, whatever sadhana you are doing, by doing sadhana you get enthusiasm. Who is giving that enthusiasm? Krishna? No, that's Balramji. And you chant holy names of Krishna, Balramji becomes happy and he gives you enthusiasm. It's not Krishna, by the way. Because Krishna has, you see the point, Krishna technically, if you really pinpoint the things, I mean to say, in a very general sense, you can always say Krishna is giving enthusiasm. Because Krishna and Balram are non-different, isn't it? Because the source of Balram is Krishna. But if you really pinpoint it, Krishna deals only with pure people. He doesn't deal with impure people. That's his law. He is perfect and he deals with imperfect people. So generally his function starts after anatnivritti. And especially after the stage of asakti, ruchi, especially at the stage of asakti and bhav, his function starts. When you have become pure and when your heart has become really cool and calm and pure and free of material desires, that's where Krishna's role becomes. Because Krishna, you see the point, Krishna only knows how to love and how to be loved. That's what is spiritual world about. He's least bothered and least concerned about anything else. Anything material, Krishna is not concerned. So anarthas are to do with material world. So he's not really concerned. So then before Abhava, who is looking after us? That's Balramji. So when you're chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it's not Krishna and Radha, they are giving you enthusiasm, who are guiding you. It's basically Balramji who is guiding you, who is inspiring you from internally. If you really ask technically, that's Balramji. And that's why Prabhupada established Krishna Balram in Vrindavan. That's the central deity. The temple is called Krishna Balram. The temple is not called Radha Shyam Sundar. Because Prabhupada says, this is a preaching movement. Preaching has to do with material world. We are preaching in this material world. And we are coming in contact with illusion and material people. And we need strength from Balramji, because Balramji is handling devotees in this material world. And all the material nature which devotees have, that is department of Balaramji. He handles this and he makes them pure and makes them qualified to interact with Krishna, makes them qualified to actually receive attraction and attachment and love for God. That's what Balaramji is there. And that's why you see when Krishna was born, before Krishna, Balaramji comes. And it is said, Balaramji first cleansed the womb of Devaki, made it cool and calm for Krishna to come there. And that's the whole point. And Acharya explained that's how Balaramji manifests in the heart of devotees and he makes them cool and calm. So you see, that's very interesting, because when you chant Hare Krishna, who is giving you mercy? It's not Radha, it's not Krishna, it's Balaram. So that's in, on individual sense, by that's why we worship Balaram today, Balaram Purnima. He's very important. He is the most important person for us at our stage, at sadhakas. This is the day which is more important than Janmashtami, by the way. That's how it goes. If you really understand technically as a sadhaka, from the perspective of Abhidhaya, means process, Balaramji is indispensable for us. So that's how it goes. So the whole point there is, that is on individual level, why Balaramji is so important for us. But on universal level, Balaramji is very important, because what Balaramji does in this material world is, he does two things on universal level. First, he establishes the principles of dharma. That's Balaram, by the way. Because I just told, Dwarka Krishna and Dwarka Krishna and Mathura Krishna, they are actually Balaramji, expansions of Balaramji. So Balaramji is taking care of Dharmasthana Sansthapana Arthaya Sambhavami Yogi Yogi. We know that Krishna is not concerned with establishing religious principles. He's concerned only with love. So who is establishing religious principles? Either you can say it's Vishnu, or you can say it's Balaramji. So Balaramji, or in other words, you can say, of course, Balaramji's, or in another way, you can say Balaramji's job is to assist the mission of Lord. The mission of Lord Krishna is then sansthapana artha sambhavami yogi yogi, to establish religious principles. Balaramji's job is to assist Krishna to establish religious principles. You can think like this also. So he is establishing religious principles on universal level. Balaramji is so honorable and so worshipable and so important, because he is a person who is responsible for establishing religious principles. In fact, whatever power dharma has, it has power, that's due to Balaramji. And of course, we read Bhagavatam, and Bhagavatam begins with this fact, isn't it? First canto, Bhagavatam begins with the scene that Romharshan is there and Balaramji comes and he kills him. Now, why is that pastime right in the beginning of Bhagavatam? Of course, you can say that's because Bhagavatam begins with the Naimisharanya meeting, and then of course that's very chronological, because there's a meeting going on already and Balaramji comes, he kills Romharshan, and then Suta Goswami, so after Romharshan, Romharshan's son Suta, he is installed as a teacher there, as a speaker, and then he speaks Bhagavatam. So that's why we talk about this incident, but that's not the whole story, because this incident is mentioned right at the beginning of Bhagavatam to instruct a very important point, that whatever you do in devotion, Balaramji is at the beginning. His mercy is indispensable. I just told why. And another point is, Balaramji's function is to establish dharma. Now, in this whole incident of Romharshana, what was happening is, Romharshana, we know that meeting was going on Naimisharanya, and then Romharshana was chosen as a speaker. And Romharshana was, of course, he was not a Brahmana. He was a mixed breed, because his father was Kshatriya and his mother was Brahmana woman. But then, so this is something opposite, because generally father has to be of a higher caste and the mother can be of the same caste or a lower caste. But then his father was Kshatriya and his mother was Brahmana, and so he was Pratiloma. He was not of a proper caste. That's he was not born in a proper order. So he has to be rejected. And he can't speak Vedas. But then, of course, he was very fortunate to become disciple of Vyasadeva and to also learn Vedas. But of course, he can learn Vedas, but he cannot speak Vedas. But it was fortunate that all the Brahmanas, they accepted him as a speaker because he was a very eloquent speaker. He could explain everything very lucidly. And he studied Puranas, by the way. Also, his department was Puranas. And Puranas are very lucid to be explained. So, all Brahmanas, they unanimously chose him to be a speaker. And they were, mind you, there were 80,000 Brahmanas, 80,000 Rishis. They were much, much senior and much, much elevated than Romarsana in knowledge and also in birth. Because Romarsana is not in a proper caste, in any of the proper caste. He's Pratiloma. But nevertheless, he was speaking, but when Balramji comes there, appears there, and then he comes there, and then all the Brahmanas and Rishis stood up to respect him because they could understand he's God. Romarsana didn't. And then Balramji became very furious. Balramji thought in his mind, this person, he is so much respected by all the Brahmanas and Rishis, but he doesn't know how to give respect to God. Of course, now, Romarsana in his mind, he was thinking that a speaker, when a person is sitting on Vyasasana, he is not supposed to get up when anybody comes. Even if a senior comes, he's not supposed to get up. That's a law. So that's no offense. So he was thinking that's okay. But then he's foolish because, first of all, Balramji is God. When God is there, you have to get up. It's not an ordinary living being. Another point is, of course, even if we accept that, okay, the speaker might not get up because he's representative of Vyas, but the point is, all Brahmanas and Rishis, they got up. And Katha was interrupted. If Katha keeps on going, then that's okay. Somebody comes in here and he sits. But everybody stood up. If his seniors got up, he has to get up. I respect him. So Balramji was thinking, he has read all Vedas and he's read all Puranas, but he can't understand a simple principle of Dharma. And Balramji has come to assist Krishna to establish dharmic principles. And here is a person who doesn't understand the basic principle of Dharma and is speaking about so big, big things. And to so many Rishis and Brahmanas who are forced sitting down. And here is he is a person who doesn't know normal etiquettes. They understand this small but of course subtle point of Dharma. He is a snake who will poison the whole milk. Whatever he tells, if a speaker is not of a good character, even if the information is right, we should not hear him because it will be like snake touching the milk. Serpent, a milk touched by the lips of serpent, no, Prabhupada says, becomes poisonous. So, subtly, with that information, his character will transpire into the listeners, and they will also become bad. So, in that sense, Balramji saw it's a devastation because if Romarsana was speaking to 2-3 people, that's okay, but here he's speaking to 80,000 people and doesn't know such a simple thing, and he'll spoil everything. So he chose to kill him. Death punishment. And he killed him, actually. He killed him. He killed him by a blade of grass. That's all. To protect religious principles. Now you see, that is why Balramji is so worshipful and honorable. Because his whole, at a universal level, his whole aim and goal was to protect religious principles. That point, and he did his job perfectly. And to protect religious principles, he didn't even hesitate to kill somebody who is sitting on a Vyasasana in front of 80,000 Rishis. He took that decision. He killed him. It might have been big thing to kill somebody in front of everybody on Vyasasana. Come on. But of course, because he's God, he can do anything. And whatever he does, that's for auspicious of the entire world. But he's showing that if we connect ourselves to Balram, and we worship him, we honor him, Let me understand his position. We will never deviate from the principles of dharma. Never. Never. That is one thing. Because he is establishing Vedic principles. See, by the mercy of Balram, we will get a sense of dharma. Just like by the mercy of Balram, as a practitioner of bhakti, we get enthusiasm to total devotion. By the mercy of Balram, we will get a sense of dharma. You need a sense of dharma. You just don't need information what is dharma. That's not the whole point there. Anybody can read books and learn what is dharma. But that's not the whole point. Dharma cannot be understood by knowledge. Dharma can be understood by wisdom. And wisdom is a sense. What is right, what is wrong, on the basis of scriptural codes and conducts. So that sense is given by Balramji. So you see, that's why Balramji is very honorable and very worshipful, very important for us. Because the whole thing, first, the whole thing in devotion is enthusiasm. Prabhupada says, without enthusiasm, Krishna consciousness is dead. So that's why. Another thing is, our whole life is based on dharma. Because you have to also act in this material world. And then how do you act in this material? What do you do in this material world? There are only two choices. Either you can act by your own whims and fancy, by your own useless ideas, or you can act according to principles of religion, which teaches you how to act in this material world. That's better, isn't it? But then how do we understand the principles of religion? Not just understand, but how do we get a sense of what is right and what is wrong according to dharma? That sense is given by blessings of Balram. That is Balram. That's why, at universal level, that's very Balramji is very important. He establishes the sense of dharma in this world, so that we can also understand that. That's universal. And another point, Balramji is so honorable, worshipable, because Balramji is establishing the principle of beauty in this world. What is beauty? That's Balramji. If Balramji would not have been there, then nobody would have been able to appreciate beauty. Because you see, if you read first canto, Prabhupada says in that Prabhupada says, you see, there are so many incarnations of Krishna, and every incarnation is glorifying one of the opulence of Krishna. For example, Krishna has Aishwarya. Aishwarya is glorified by Pashuramji. By Pashuram, by killing so many kings. And then Virya is that's established by actually Narada. The strength of Krishna, the strength of Krishna lies not in the power actually, but in the faith of devotees. That's the strength of Krishna. Because only by the faith of devotees, by the strong faith of devotees, Krishna exists in this world. Devotees lose their faith, nobody will believe in Krishna, isn't it? That's the strength of Krishna. Devotees and devotees' faith is strength of Krishna. So Narad is an incarnation who is establishing faith in devotees. So Narad incarnation. And then Aishwarya Samagra Se Virya Se Yashasah, name and fame, glories of Krishna, that is established by who is that? Let me just think about that. Faith in that. Oh, so in Virya, Narada and also Varahavatar is there, because Varahavatar he saved Vedas, and Vedas scriptures give faith. And then Aishwarya Samagra Virya Se Yashasah, name and fame, that is established by so many other incarnations of Krishna. For example, who is that? For example, Prithu. Yeah, Prithu is there. That's one of the Shakti Vishavtar of Krishna. And then who else is there? Yashasha. And then Shriya. Shriya means beauty. And Prabhupada writes the beauty of Krishna, that is established by Mohini Avatar, Vaman Dev and Balramji. So it goes. Mohini is the most beautiful incarnation of Krishna. Vamandev, if you read descriptions of Vamana, very beautiful boy. And Balramji. Balramji is the epitome of beauty. And whatever beautiful things exist in this world, Balramji has given a fraction of beauty to this dead matter, and this matter has become beautiful. Anywhere you see beauty, that's Balram. Anywhere you see pleasure in this world, that's Radha. Anywhere you see knowledge in this world, that's Yogmaya. That's 0.00001% of beauty of Balramji, and that too, that is not the real thing, that's a reflection of that 0.00000001%. Because no beauty can exist without Balram. That is another function, that is why Balramji is so honorable and so worshipable. Because things are beautiful, concepts are beautiful. If nothing is beautiful, how do you live? Relationships are beautiful, and isn't it? Everybody talks about beautiful. So you can't live without Balramji. Nobody can sustain without Balramji. You see the point there? So that's why Balramji is so honorable, so worshipable, and that's why we celebrate Balramji today. We remember him, we get his grace, we can advance very, very easily. And not only that, we can preach, because the strength to preach comes from Balram. You can't preach. You can't preach without enthusiasm. You can't keep on preaching without enthusiasm. And that is, I just told, that's function of Balram. So that is Balramji. So let's glorify Balramji today. And let us worship him. Let us remember him. And let us pray to him that please help us attain the lotus feet of Krishna and guide us always. And help us, give us enthusiasm, give us the sense of dharma, and also also help us to appreciate the beauty of the spiritual world, and also the beauty of love of God, and then our lives will be successful, and then we can help others to make their lives successful. That is Balram for you. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Balram ji ki jai. Any questions, anything you want to ask?
Hare Krishna,
Dhanut
Pranams. Very, very, very beautiful, nectarian, inspirational class on Lord Balaram. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is on the pastime of Romahashana Sutta. So after killing him, Balaram asked since they have given him the... they have blessed him with so many years to... when he's speaking, they have blessed him with Ayush Arogya.
Yeah. Oh, your internet connection is going off. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Krishna. You can hear me?
Yeah. Now I can hear you. I think you can have to repeat.
Yeah. So. So they had blessed him, and then Balaramji asks that, you know, now you tell me how to atone for this. So it looks like...
Oh, okay. It looks like and all these things, isn't it?
Sorry,
Prabhu? I mean to say it looks like Balaramji did a mistake.
Yeah.
But the whole point is Prabhupada explained. I think Prabhupada explains or Acharya explains. I don't know, but explanation is that Balramji did perfectly right thing. Balramji was perfectly right. But Balramji was thinking in his mind, well, because Balramji wanted to avoid the battle. And the battle was still going on when this thing happened. And especially Duryodhan was alive, and he didn't want to really participate in the battle, and he was really messed up. He didn't really want to participate in that. There was some internal reasons that why he didn't want to participate. That's another thing. But to avoid that battle, he said, okay, now how to atone? And he knew that atonement of killing a great person especially a person who is sitting on Vyasasana, who is representative of Vyasa, although he is, Rama Maharshan was a useless person, both by caste and both by his character, but just because he was elected as a representative of Vyasa, that made him great, and the whole punishment was atonement. For 1 year he has to travel in the dham. So he said, okay, well, this is a good idea, you know, let us atone for it, and I will have a good excuse to actually skip this battle, because who will argue, Balaramji, come on, you know, why you are going for the dham yatra? It's so important battle, it's the most decisive battle for Kauravas and Pandavas, and you are skipping this. Now Krishna understands, now he can explain Krishna, he can explain Pandavas, but he can't explain everybody. So he needs a very good excuse to miss the battle, which nobody can argue. And this is a very good excuse. Come on, Balaramji killed and he had to atone. He has to atone. And there's no excuse for that. So he did this trick and he went for that atonement. That's how it goes. And especially, you see, even Balaramji read this point, I have to atone. What atonement do you say? Rishis didn't raise this point, by the way. So it was his plan to avoid battle. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much once again for the Nectarian class. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so...
Yeah, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhandavad Pranam, Prabhuji. Yeah, Prabhuji, one thing, like if we say Balaramji is Guru Tattva, but we see the knowledge coming from Lord Brahma, Narada to Vyasa, Prabhu. So we don't say like the knowledge is coming from Balaram.
No, but the Vyasa is Shakti Vishakta. Vyasa is Shakti Vishakta. Vyasa, whatever inspiration Vyasa is having to give knowledge, that's coming from Balaram. Whatever enthusiasm and inspiration for many ideas, knowledge is ideas and concepts, that is inspired by Balaramji. That's how it's happening.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, one more question.
So
why does Balaram's pastimes are very inconceivable, Prabhu? From outside it looks like, you know, we don't understand anything, and he's doing everything against like dharma. Right? So one example, Prabhu, he wants to give Subhadra to Duryodhan, and we know Duryodhan is a crooked person. How do we understand that?
That's why I told you it's very difficult. I mean, it's he also taught Duryodhan. He was a guru of Duryodhan. So that's why I told you Balaram is a very complex tattva, just as Radhana is a complex tattva, because they are shaktis of Krishna. So he wanted to give Subhadra to Duryodhan because, you see the point, he wanted to make things complicated. And that's why he became Guru of Duryodhana. He taught Duryodhana because if Duryodhana learns this Gada Vidya, he will become very strong. And he becomes very strong, he will become very adamant and obstinate. And then he will never surrender. And this battle is going to happen. And then Krishna will be able to establish religious principles by killing all these nonsense people. So he assisted Krishna by making them obstinate and fanatic so that they will never surrender, even if Krishna went himself as a Shanti Dut. He didn't surrender. Actually, he captured Krishna. He became so egoistic by his power and his whatever he learned from Balaram. And he said, I'll kill everybody, come on. And then of course this battle happened, and Krishna wanted this battle to happen in his heart so that these people are nonsense people are killed, and then he can establish religious principles again. So Balaramji is actually serving Krishna's mission in a very negative way, by making them obstinate and fanatic and egoistic, so that this battle will happen quickly and readily, and the more obstinate and the more foolish and the more fanatic will become, the more angry Pandavas will become and the more enthusiastic they will become to kill him. And Krishna's job is done. So even in this case, Balaramji wanted to marry Subhadra to Duryodhan because he wanted these Pandavas to become really angry, you know, what's happening. He actually wanted Krishna also to become angry. And Krishna really became angry, you know, what Balaramji, what you are doing? They even had argument. So Balaramji, he didn't say anything. He said, come on, you know. Krishna was also hesitating what to do. But then Krishna devised a plan that Subhadra will run with Arjuna and whatever it is. And then Balaramji became angry and he left. You know, that happened. So the whole point is, but Balaramji planned this so that Krishna becomes angry. And then, Krishna doesn't become angry. So that Duryodhana becomes angry. And then he will be more anti to all the Vrishnis and not to all the Yadavas. Because Balaramji knew Krishna will never allow it to happen. Their sister, come on. Who wants to marry their sister Duryodhan? Balaramji knew Krishna will never allow it to happen. He will do something. And Krishna plotted this thing. And in fact, when Krishna plotted and Arjuna was taking Subhadra as a captive, Balaramji met Arjuna before Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra in the form of a Brahmana. You read Bhagavatam. Arjuna disguised himself in form of Brahmana. Balaramji didn't recognize him. Balaramji couldn't recognize him. And Arjuna also, Arjuna was so distracted by his love for Subhadra, although Balaramji was talking to Arjuna and these things were happening, Arjuna was so distracted that he didn't get intimidated by Balaramji. He continued to kidnap her. So Srila Prabhupada mentions there that it was all arrangement of Lord, that this thing, Balaramji didn't recognize Arjuna. So Balaramji knew that these things are going to happen. Krishna will never allow Subhadra. So he said, okay, let's do this. And then Krishna will not allow. And then Duryodhana will become more angry. He'll become a more angry, envious snake. And the more envious and the more angry, the more obstinate, the more fanatic he becomes, the more nearer is his death. And Krishna's mission is done. That is the role of Balaramji. That's how it goes. Is it okay?
Yeah. One question, Prabhu, in what you mentioned, right? So Prabhuji, he's making Duryodhana very obstinate, right? So you mentioned that he could have made, Duryodhana could have surrendered, right, Prabhu? So it is
same thing,
right?
No, Duryodhana would never have surrendered. Duryodhana would never have surrendered. Duryodhana was an evil person. He would never have surrendered. At the same time, he would never have even fought. So, how to kill him? And of course, in the battle, he became so angry that he wanted to fight in spite of knowing that these people are very powerful. And of course, he had support of Bhishma. But then he brought all the evil persons of all the world with him. He was really bent on fighting. But before this war, before all this Balaramji, what he did, he was just avoiding fight and he was playing his nonsense plans to kill them, devious plans, and he was avoiding fight at the same time he wanted to kill them, and things were prolonging and prolonging and prolonging and prolonging. It was becoming such a mess. And Balaramji wanted to pull him in the war. And that's what happened. But he would have never surrendered because he was personification of Kali. And they never surrender to Krishna. Never.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. Is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji?
Yes, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Yeah, I have actually. I don't know how many of my questions you can answer. Every sentence inspired a question today. One question is, you said that Balaram is the cause for all forms. Does that include, let's say, when the conditioned soul becomes liberated and assumes his spiritual form, that spiritual form that we get as liberated souls, is that form coming from Balaram also?
All the forms are coming from Balaram.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah. All right. also, you said, well, one thing I was, when you were talking about Gadadhar Das and his deity, I was wondering if you have a picture of that that you can post on the group.
Yeah, yeah, I have. I have a picture of his deity. It's very beautiful. Gornatar in dancing pose. Generally in ISKCON, you don't see them in dancing pose. They're just their hands up. That pose is the pose we have in ISKCON with hands up of Gornatar. That is more of separation. But then the pose which Gadadhar deities have, they're in a dancing pose. That's in mode of bliss, and that's very beautiful. It is. If I have a picture, I think I have a picture. I'll post it there.
Okay, thank you. It's interesting because I was just reading about Gadadhar Das just like 1 hour before your class, just by coincidence. And I read there that he is the luster of Radharani. What exactly does that mean?
No. Actually, in spiritual world, the luster of Radharani is a person. And the name of that person is Chandrakanti. It's a gopi. And also Balaramji's girlfriend is there, Purnanandi, I just told.
Yeah.
So both of them combined to become, So both of them combined to actually become Gadadhar Das. Like that.
Okay. Well, that took care of another question I had. Thank you. there's one statement you made also where you said that Radha Krishna, they really don't deal with the conditioned souls. That's all Balaram and his various expansions. They deal with only those who have pure love. Yet we are advised, even in this state, to, because Radharani is like the embodiment of compassion, so we are advised to pray to her.
Well, we don't pray to her, by the way. We pray to her in the capacity of Lakshmi and not as Radharani. Prabhupada mentions in Bhagavatam, we don't worship Radha and Krishna in the form of in Braja Bhav, we don't do that. We worship Radha Krishna in Vaikuntha Bhav, now in our stage, in Aishwarya. So we don't look upon as Radha Krishna in Sadhana Avastha until Anarthimpati is done as Radha Krishna, but as actually Lakshmi and Narayana. The mood of Aishwarya, we look upon Radha Krishna, that Krishna is a master and Radha is a queen. Krishna is a king, he is a queen. In that capacity we look at Krishna. So in that sense, when you pray to Radharani, we are not praying to actually Radharani because Radharani only knows and only thinks about Krishna. That's all. And she specifically thinks about Krishna in a sweet conjugal mood. That's what she understands. And she doesn't want to understand anything else. So, when you pray to her, you're praying to her in a very conditional mode, and your prayer is conditioned, isn't it? It's to deal with material world. Give me mercy so that I become pure and whatever things. So any information which is connected to this material world, they have no interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no interest, Radha Krishna. They are not. They have no interest. They get bored. They don't want to listen. So when we are praying to Radharani, our prayers are going to Lakshmi. They are not going to Radha in technical sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually they help. But actually, I told you, when you're praying to Radharani, actually it's going to Balaramji. Balaramji is listening to the prayers. And then he's actually fulfilling the prayers. When you're praying, please give me, make me pure. So Radharani is not going to make you pure. That's Balram. So Balramji is hearing your prayers and he is fulfilling your prayers. So Radharani has told Balramji, anybody who prays to us, you fulfill that. Because we are busy in our own pastimes and we are not.
So then, what's the relationship, therefore, between Balram and Lakshmi?
Balramji and Lakshmi, I just told Vishnu is Balramji, that's incarnation of Balram, and Shakti of Vishnu is Lakshmi. So Lakshmi and Vishnu, they are both expansions of Balram in that sense. Of course, we also say Lakshmi expansion of Radha, Halatini potency. Lakshmi is actually a combined tattva of Radha and Balram. The combined potency of Radha and Balram, Lakshmi is having. It's she's a complex tattva.
So if we praying to Balaram is the same as praying to Lakshmi and vice versa, no? Can you say
Yeah, it's like that only.
Another statement you had made was that, you know, Krishna is never separated from his energies, yet we do hear that we are Krishna's separated energy. So how to reconcile that?
No, Krishna is never separate from energies. Krishna is never separate from us. But we are thinking that we are separate from him.
No, but we are also, this marginal Shakti is referred to as his separated energies.
No, that separated is, that separation is not in reality. We are thinking we are separate from Krishna.
Oh.
That's why it is called separate. Yeah, that's
That word separated there only refers to our consciousness, not...
Yeah. I mean, we are separated energy, that statement is not a morphological statement. That statement is an ontological statement. That is from the perspective of ontology, from the perspective of function, not from the perspective of substance and reality. So it's not a morphological statement, it's an ontological statement. That's how we understand that.
Oh, I thought ontologically we are not separated, actually.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Ontologically, functionally we are separated, but as an entity we are not, isn't it?
Yeah.
So ontologically we are separated.
The terminology is getting confused because.
Just forget the terminology. The whole point is. This statement is from the perspective of consciousness. That's all.
So functionally, we are separated for the purpose of service and leelas, no?
No. Functionally, we are separated because we are doing something else except service.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so functionally we are separated, but ontologically we are not.
Yeah, morphologically we are not.
Oh, okay, and, one thing that I've found confusing is the name Vasudev.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's the Vasudev that's, you know, part of the Chaturvyuha, right?
Yeah.
And then there's Vasudev, who is husband of Devaki, father of Vasudev. So I want to know if the Vasudev that's part of the Chaturvyuha is connected to the Vasudev who is Krishna's father in Mathura. No connection.
No connection. Just a connection is that the name is same. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. And the other confusion I had too was, you know, we say that Balaram expands as Narayan, all the Narayan, which is the same as the Vishnus of all of the, you know, unlimited.
No, Balaram doesn't expand in form of Narayana. Krishna expands in form of Narayana. Balaram expands in Sankarshan in Vaikuntha. And then Sankarshan expands in form of Vishnu. So Vishnu and Narayana are a little different.
Oh, Balaram never expands as Narayan?
No, Narayan is Krishna.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Okay, Jai.
Thank you so much.
Prabhuji, one question, Prabhu. One last question.
Yeah.
Prabhuji,
yeah,
you
yeah.
don't see any sons of Balaram mentioned in Krishna book or, you know, any of the lectures. Did Balaramji have any sons, Prabhu?
What Balaramji what have?
Any sons or daughters.
Brother, can you repeat? I can't understand you. What's that?
See, I'm asking, like, did Balaramji have any kids, like sons or daughters?
Either sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Balaramji didn't have. Balaramji doesn't have sons and daughters, at least in this pastime. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, he had from Vasudha Devi, isn't it? So that Bir Chandra Prabhu, he is son of Nityanand Prabhu. So in that pastime he had. In Ram's pastime, Lakshman, he didn't have any. Lakshman had son. Lakshman, Bharat, Ram. I don't think so. You have to check. But in Krishna's pastime, Balaramji, there's no mention of his sons. He didn't have.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
And Prabhu, if you can find that picture of Gadadhar,
I will make it a point to post it on this group.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Once again, thank you so much for such a beautiful class and very nice question answer session. If there are no more questions here, we would like to end the call here. The offering obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarupyasya kripa sindupya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai His Grace Keshavananda Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.